Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to debate on today's Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. They provide an amazing service. They will help you to get money back from the revenue commissioners. If you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, there's a very high probability that you could be due a tax rebate. And that's where our friends at irishtaxrebates.ie come in. They will do all the donkey work for you, and you could get some money back in your bank account before Christmas. And a load of our listeners have been in touch with us, like Tracy.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I listen to your podcast every single day, and I heard you're their sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate. So I decided to give it a go because I haven't claimed tax back. And I applied 10 days ago, and this morning I got my refund of €2,100, which was a big surprise. He says, Happy Christmas to me.
Nice, there you go. It's that easy. If you think you might be due a tax rebate, get on to our friends at irishtaxrebates.ie. You fill out their simple application form, and after filling out the application form, it takes an average of 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. They have a dedicated team of expert professional accountants with over 20 years experience, and based on a study that they've done, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. So that could be you. So visit irishtaxrebates.ie. No other website, just that one directly, irishtaxrebates.ie, and find out whether or not you could be due a tax rebate. The best part of their service is they charge just 10% plus VAT only if you manage to get a tax rebate. So if you get a rebate, they will charge you 10% plus VAT. Other companies out there are charging 30 and 40%. In fact, one or two of our listeners have actually been ripped off by some of those unscrupulous companies, let's put it that way. IrishTaxRebates.ie.
And tell them Adrian and Jeremy sent you.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, that'd be a weird thing to say when you're trying to get tax back.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
I'm on tax back.
Adrian and Jeremy sent me.
We're not sending anybody. But two, it's money in your pocket before Christmas.
Could well
or
be.
Or after Christmas, depending on what time of year you're listening to this podcast. Could be Easter.
Could be.
Could be anytime.
Anyway, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Gardaí have released images of more than 90 people that they want to speak to in connection with the Dublin riots last year. Now, Gardaí say these people were present in the city centre and played a role in the events which took place, but they have yet to be identified. Now, detectives have gathered over 17,000 hours of CCTV footage, which they say is still being reviewed following the violence in the city centre almost a year ago, November 23rd, 2023. So what the guards have done is, from analysing the footage, they've identified 99 persons of interest who they say they want to talk to in order to rule them in or out of the investigation. So they're looking for those 99 people to come forward and say, hey, that's me in one of those photographs. I might have a box of Asics runners in my hand, but I was doing nothing wrong. And maybe you get ruled out. Or they want you to ring and say, that's me with the Asics runners. I did nick them. Come and take me in. Or they want members of the general public
That's really what it is.
They want members of the general public to say, photograph number 53, I can identify as X person who lives at X house.
Now, when the Gardaí released this may annoy some of you. I don't care if it does. I actually hope it does annoy some of you. But when the Gardaí released those photographs earlier on today, I was actually on my early lunch at about 12 o'clock. And I had a half an hour where I was having a bread roll. And I spent the half an hour, now a lot of you may think this is sad, I spent a half an hour while I was eating my lunch going through every single photograph to see if I could identify any of them. Now, some of the photographs are awful.
Yeah, some of them are really bad.
You know, but I assume if you know the person, you would know. And I think it is the duty of every single person, regardless. And we don't, so many comments on our Facebook page from dopes who can't focus on one thing. Like, let's just, yes, we know the horrible events that happened earlier that day. That is not what the conversation is today. There was a court case pending on that. A human being has been charged with that, yes. Gentleman has been charged with that. Mm-hmm. He's not a gentleman, but he's been charged with that, yeah? So that case cannot be discussed at the moment.
And we need to explain that because a man, a 50-year-old man called Riyad Bouchaker, was arrested and charged and is being detained in custody pending trial in relation to the incident at Parnell Square. So people saying, oh, he hasn't been identified, nothing about him, he's just disappeared. He hasn't disappeared. He was arrested. He appeared in court, he's being charged, and these things take time. It takes time for the state to put a case together against somebody like him, and we can't discuss it or debate it in the meantime.
We cannot, and people are asking why that case hasn't happened yet, and why is the case against the rioter?
I just explained, these things
it's
take time.
It's a lot
time.
Easier to build a case against a rioter. All you need is a video of them running out of Arnott's with a box on their arm. Yeah, you're guilty. But for something like the stabbing incident, it's a very, very complex case where you need evaluation. There needs to be evaluations done, psychiatry evaluations, all that sort of stuff. A lot of you don't know about the law, so just shut up about it, asking why.
Yes, so in answer to that, that is why we are not debating that individual. That is why his name hasn't been debated on in the public airwaves, because he is in custody awaiting trial. We can't discuss it, nor can anybody else. Okay, so let's just make that perfectly clear. But let's go back to the photographs
I spent a half an hour looking to see if I knew anyone, even though I knew I wouldn't know none of any of those cretins. But I believe it's the duty of every single person to report that. And I'll explain why in a couple of minutes. I'm not going to explain yet. So I want to hear what everybody has to say.
So what are you saying? If anybody recognises any of the photographs, any of the people in any of the photographs, 99
if
of them.
If you don't report them, you're as bad as they are.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think a lot of people are going to agree with that. Snitches get stitches. You've heard that expression. It's not really cool to pick up the phone and ring the guards and say, I know picture number 62
there.
Oh, here
we go. Sorry, the message has been sent to us by Kirker. You're talking nonsense about Riyad. I'll only come on if he can be discussed. Countless crimes are discussed openly with charges pending. Well, that's not actually the case, Kirk. So, unlike you, we've both studied media law. You cannot discuss a case once someone has been charged. Be that
it becomes sub judice. So go and Google that word there.
I doubt you'd even know how to spell sub judice.
Okay, sub judice, which means it cannot be discussed or debated.
And that goes for the rioters. If there's a rioter at the moment who's been charged, mm-hmm. So we can't talk about that particular individual. That's the way the law works. It's so,
and all that's intended for is to ensure that that individual gets a fair trial.
Yeah.
In front of a jury of his or her peers, that those people have not been influenced by commentary in the media, that they can give that individual a fair trial. So anyway, we shouldn't have to explain all of this.
Well, you do, because people are stupid.
Kirk, we are not able to legally debate that case. Okay, end of. No conversation, no discussion.
Not because of an agenda, it's because it's the law. And talking about it could collapse the trial.
Correct. And do you want that?
Well, yeah. Kirk, just stop being stupid, okay? Stop being a moron. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, and sorry, you were saying countless crimes are discussed openly with charges pending. They may on bloody Facebook, Kirk. They aren't debated.
In the media.
They aren't debated on the media.
So you go off on your little Facebook page and have as much of a rant as you want.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Dara. I was very interested in your opinion on this, which is that you don't think anybody should be helping the guards to do their job by contacting them and saying, hi, I am Adrian and I know the person in photograph number 62.
I mean, I just think nothing good comes out of speaking with the guards ever. So I just don't understand why you put yourself in that situation of making contact and throwing someone under the bus.
Okay, but the argument is, Dara, that what happened in Dublin City on that day in November last year was horrible. It was absolutely vile to witness. And people who thought that they could literally ransack our city should be brought to justice, should they not?
Yeah, and is that not a job for the guards?
Okay. Yeah, no, it is a job for the guards, but that's what they're trying to do here. Well, they're literally trying to do their job here.
Let me ask you a question, Dara. Supposing, God forbid, tonight you were walking home from work and you were assaulted.
You've asked me this before.
No, I've never asked.
Will I reach out for them for help?
I've never asked. That's not the question
you,
I'm
you
ask.
Have.
That's not the question. That's not okay, the question I'm about to ask. And God forbid you were assaulted, viciously assaulted, yeah? Would you not want the Gardaí to put out an appeal for anybody that happened to be passing by when Dara was assaulted to come forward and hopefully identify the scumbag that assaulted you? Would you not want that? Or would you say...
Well, I'd want them to follow their procedures as they're supposed to.
But in every single incident, whether it's a hit and run, whether it's a car accident, the Gardaí always ask for information. Do you have dash cam footage? But you're talking...
Which is fine.
But following your argument, you would not want the Gardaí to look for help from the public.
No, I never said they shouldn't look for help. I just said I personally, from my own subjective point of view, wouldn't.
So okay, so let me ask you then, Dara. Let me ask her this question. It's important. So if I happen to witness, Dara, the person that assaulted you, yeah? If I happen to witness that person, you would think less of me for coming forward as a witness.
Did I say that? I think less of people that would help. No, I didn't. So don't put words in my mouth.
Would you want me to come forward if I saw the person that assaulted you? Would you want me to come forward to the Gardaí with information saying that fella is Adrian Kennedy? I saw him on the CCTV. I can pinpoint Adrian Kennedy. I know his address. He beat you up that night. I'm going to the Gardaí. You wouldn't want me to do that?
If that's what you would want to do, then yes.
Well, then
let's go back to the conversation of the riots. You say what happened in Dublin last year was awful, should never have happened, disgusting scenes, brought our capital to shame around the world.
Yeah, I know. All of that.
But if you knew the person in photograph number 37, you would do nothing with that information.
No, and the reason being, because again, it's different for every individual. Subjectively, I've not had a good experience with dealing with this organisation who I deem to be corrupt. So why would I help an organisation that I find corrupt?
It's the guards' job to investigate this, but they need
exactly. So
they need
leave
help.
It to them.
They need help in order to identify people.
Okay, but I'm never going to be the person that's going to help an organisation that I don't have trust in, that I don't have confidence in, and that I find to be corrupt. So personally, I will never help an organisation because it goes against my own values and morals.
Regardless of what they're investigating no matter the severity of what they're investigating.
Yeah, I will never be associated with helping them.
You see, I'm just looking at some of the messages coming in. Like, well, the very first message come in literally says, shame on you, Dara.
That's fine, but my experience is my experience. And if I don't want to be associated with helping an organisation that I don't have a good, I suppose, relationship with.
Okay, but then let me ask you another question, Dara. Let's go back to you're assaulted tonight on your way home, yeah?
Yeah. Let's start with the crazy scenarios again.
She's not a crazy. The women are being attacked left, right, and centre. You know that. So you're assaulted. You're assaulted on the way home tonight. Someone beats you up. You don't ring the guards, do you not? Because they're corrupt.
No.
You don't ring the guards.
I said this. I told you this before. I would never go to them for help, no matter what happened to me.
You would not go.
Obviously, how I feel now about it, that's how I feel. Obviously, I don't know if I was in a situation, but how I feel now is that I wouldn't be going to them for help. No.
You would not go to the guards for help, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the crime.
Yes, that's how I feel now. Again, it's very different if you're in a bad situation, but that's how I feel as I'm standing here today, that I wouldn't feel comfortable. I wouldn't actually feel safe.
So if your car is stolen, would you ring the guards?
Well, how I feel now, as I said, I wouldn't.
Well, then your insurance wouldn't pay up then.
Obviously, it depends on, you know, if that happened, people react differently in that moment. But how I feel right now is that I don't feel comfortable or safe reaching out for help from them particularly.
Stay with me for a second then, Dara. No way would she ever have any dealings with the guards. She would not report anybody for anything and wouldn't even expect anybody to report anything that might happen to her.
And I know Dara's had issues with the guards and I can understand where she's coming from, but like, that's not all the guards. Like, you had a bad experience with certain Gardaí. We've all had experience with certain Gardaí. But I refuse to believe that she wouldn't ring the Gardaí to report an assault that happened to her. I refuse to believe that. There's nobody.
She's telling you that she wasn't.
No, I'm telling you.
You can't tell her what she would do.
I don't believe it.
That's fine. You don't listen. You don't have to. It's my own personal experience and feelings towards the subject. But you know, you can believe what you want to believe. You know,
Fiona, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Fiona.
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, thanks Fiona. You've just heard Dara saying she will never help the Gardaí, regardless of the crime. She would not let them know anybody in any of those photographs.
Like Jeremy, I find that really, really hard to believe. Like, if she got seriously assaulted, or I know she keeps saying the worst case scenario, but something seriously happened to her, she's going to look for help. It's only natural to look for help.
I would absolutely look for help, but I would look for help from my own resources and friends and whoever I think could help me. I wouldn't necessarily go to people that I don't trust. And it is sad that I feel a complete distrust towards the whole organisation, but that is how I feel.
I just think that's mad. I just, like, the whole guards, yes, you've had a bad experience. We've all had some type of bad experience with the guards. I have as well, but I'm not going to distrust the whole organisation on one or two bad apples.
Yeah, the problem is, though, when you see it over and over again, it seems that it's widespread across the organisation and not just confined to one or two bad apples.
So you believe that the police force of the Irish state cannot be trusted, you don't trust them, you would not help them in any way, regardless of the crime, regardless of what they're investigating, you see the whole police force as a corrupt organisation?
Obviously there's a few good individuals here and there, but I think overall the way it's run from management to, like, top down, I think it's a problem with the occupational culture within. I think it's a general feeling in the organisation.
Okay, let me ask you one more question then, Dara, because I was mentioning earlier on about why I feel the way I do, and I'll tell you why. On the night of those riots in Dublin, which is nearly a year ago to the day, by the way, a cousin of mine, her best friend was working in Arnott's that night and had to cower, just think about this for one moment, Dara. She was working in, she's a Dublin girl, trying to earn an honest wage working in Arnott's. And she had to cower and hide behind a desk as scumbag rioting pieces of shit kicked their way in the door. She didn't know what was going to happen to her that night. She's ended up suffering with PTSD because of what's happened to her. Through no fault of her own, she was only out trying to earn an honest wage. And now she's still affected by that a year on because she was in the middle of a riot. Her shop was being attacked as she was working. Second story. 2 weeks after that riot happened, I was in town with my missus. Remember, the government were telling us all to go back into town. It's okay, go back into town, give them business. I was in having a meal and I got chatting to a waitress in a restaurant just off O'Connell Street who was also working the night that riot happened. And she said she was absolutely terrified in that restaurant. They had to lock the door of the restaurant. She was scared out of her life. And you're trying to tell me these scumbags don't deserve to be brought to justice?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say.
You're saying they should be brought to justice, but fuck them. We won't help the guards. We won't help them.
They should be brought to justice, but it's not my responsibility to do that. And also,
That's like saying, Dara, if you were walking down the road tonight and you saw a woman being sexually assaulted up a laneway by a man.
That's very different.
No, it's not very different. You would just walk on. No, but it's something to do with you. It's not your fight. You've no skin in the game.
This is asking for me to have a direct relationship and conversation with people who I don't want to. For example, if I had to go in and identify someone to an organisation helping a citizen on the street. Okay, of course I'd help a lady.
Okay, but if you saw an incident that was a dangerous incident, that if you went over and got involved, you're going to come out the worst of it, would you not call the Gardaí and say a person is being assaulted on such and such a street in Dublin or wherever? Would you not?
Well, I probably would in that situation because it's for that person to get help. It's not for me. you know, if I'm in a situation where I can't help, of course, if that person needs help or they need an ambulance or whatever, of course I would. But not necessarily for myself.
Okay, stay there for a moment. Sorry, Fiona, what do you make of that? That no way would she help the police.
I just think it's mad. I think it's loony. At the start of this, though, she did say if something happened to her and Jeremy seen it on CCTV, she'd like him to report it. So she's kind of backtracking on herself a little bit.
Can you understand why there are people, more than just Dara, who don't believe in contacting the guards, who, if they know, and obviously some people will see photographs on the Garda website, all those photographs are on Garda.ie, they will see somebody that they recognise, but won't do anything about it. Can you understand why some people just will never rat on somebody, essentially?
Oh, I can understand it. I do understand people not ratting on people. You're not going to rat and save your best mate or something on the thing. I do understand that. But I just think it's mad. I just think she's after confounding me with her statement of what she said.
And by the way, I'm not making up those stories, guys. That they are true stories, those two people who were involved directly. And had a very long conversation with that waitress in the restaurant who was absolutely terrified being stuck in that restaurant the night of the riots. These people brought shame on our city. Like those photographs and videos of the riots were seen all around the world. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
I was on holidays when it happened, and it was literally worldwide. It was a worldwide story. What happened in the city that night, literally worldwide. It was the number one story where I was on my holidays. But again, Fiona, if you saw somebody in that lineup of photographs, 99 photographs of 99 people, would you contact the guards?
I don't know.
Why do you not know?
On one side of it, I'd love to. What they did was an absolute disgrace. It was disgusting what they did. But at the same time, do you want to be known as a snitch?
But that girl that was working in Arnott's that night, again, she's, I think she lives in Coolock, actually. She works there. She may have sold you shoes or sold you clothes one of these days. So basically what you're saying to her is your safety is worth nothing. If I had the opportunity to bring the person to justice who terrified you that night, that means nothing. That's what you're saying.
That's not what I said.
That's what you are saying because the only time people get away with crimes because people just walk by and mind their own business. That's if you got mugged on O'Connell Street today. If you got walked, would you like someone to help you and apprehend the person?
Honestly, I'd like someone to help me, but I've had experiences. Like, I know people have been mugged and nothing has come of it. People have stood and taken a photograph. I've known people, like, I've been on this side where Dara was talking about of the guards don't help them. Like, I personally know people that has happened to, but. At the same time, do you want to be known? Like, say if it comes out that you reported somebody and then they threaten you and your family, you're known as a snitch.
But sure,
you want that in your head as well?
Well, I'm after telling you now in a podcast that has 300,000 listens a month that I would do it. So I've no, I don't know any of them. I've looked.
But if you did, you would.
And so would you, Adrian. Any decent person would.
I didn't say I would.
Oh, here we go.
I didn't say I would.
Oh, yeah, on the fence.
You're assuming that I might.
But let's ask you straight. Would you, yes or no? It's a straightforward question. So number 22 on the photograph.
Right? Oh, yeah, know him, yeah.
No, honestly, you would report.
I probably would.
Anybody who's decent would report.
Okay, I want to just address a comment from Karen, and this sort of comment really bugs the shit out of me.
Oh, here we go, okay.
Karen made this...
Karen was invited onto the show, actually. Amanda, did you ring Karen? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Karen, you're invited onto the... Why aren't the scumbag TDs held accountable? Held accountable for what?
I didn't
exactly?
see any TDs robbing runners that night.
No, nor did I.
Or burning a Lewis.
Did one of them set fire to a Lewis? No. Okay. Gardaí are not looking into them, are they? Like, what does that even mean,
well,
Karen?
Well, I'm sure if one of the photographs, Karen, that the Gardaí posted is of Leo Varadkar burning the Lewis, he will be arrested.
He would, like, because sure he's identifiable.
Like, what's all this whataboutery bollocks that you're going on with, Karen? We are talking about the rioters, the people who brought shame and who terrorised maybe friends of yours, Karen, who work in shops and the service industry. It was a Thursday night, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
They were all working late. They went to do an honest day's work, which half of you obviously don't know what it is, and they did not deserve to be terrified.
But anyway, like, Karen, this absolute bullshit of the guards aren't arresting the government and TDs and all that. You, if you actually get up off your fat arse and go and vote on the 29th of November, can vote them all out of office.
Yeah,
you literally have the power to sack
that,
people, but you clearly don't get it. Are you even going to vote, Karen? Like, honestly, there's very few jobs that you have the power to vote them out of work.
No, doesn't get it.
Anyway. Karen is saying she'll happily take a call.
Okay,
Let's get her on. 0858252626 is our number. Let me go to Jonathan on this.
Jeremy, you're a spineless bootlicker and you're no authority on the guards or law in this country. You think it's acceptable for grown men to put their hands on children and assault them out of shops. You've no authority there, buddy. And let me ask you this question. When that coloured lad was shot there a couple of years ago by the guards, all the riots that went on after that, where are all their photographs? They caused massive disruption in this country. Where are all their photographs? Black Lives Matter protests in Dublin, they caused anarchy. Where's all their photographs? Where are we looking for them, people that were disorderly, breaking the law? Now, you really are a moron sometimes, you know that?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Karen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Karen?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Karen. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I just wanted to say, I think, you know, you're calling these guys scumbags who rioted and whatnot, but, like, what about the TDs? You have TDs who are scumbags running this country.
Okay,
like John McGahan.
I'm not going to go into talking about any one individual. Okay, I am not going to talk about any one individual. Okay.
Okay. Why is that?
Because.
Why are you saying
because,
that?
Firstly, because that's not what this conversation is about today.
I'm talking about a group of TDs, not an individual. But I just name dropped John McGahan there.
Okay. The point I made a moment ago was, you have the ultimate power in the election to vote people out of their jobs if you don't like what they do.
Even John McCann, which is what I've
been doing for years and years, and it hasn't made any difference.
Okay, how many TDs? How many TDs were involved in the riots on that Thursday night a year ago?
I don't think any TDs were involved. But they're involved in corruption.
But running
the country in a massively corrupt manner.
Okay, but we're not talking about that. That's whataboutery. You know.
But again, Karen, democracy enables this country to vote people out of their jobs. Now, you may individually not have succeeded.
Well, it hasn't worked so far, has it?
Of course it has. Politicians lose their jobs at every single election. Every single one. Some of them get voted out of their jobs. Now, that's the ultimate in democracy.
But look at the state of the country. Look at the state of the country. It's worse than it's ever been. So it hasn't really worked, has it?
So who's to blame for the riots that took place that Thursday night?
Well, I mean, why did the riots take place in the first place, Jeremy?
You tell us. Why did they happen?
Why do you think they happened?
The riots happened because of the stabbings.
Okay.
And
why did people loot shops?
Because of immigrants. Illegal immigrants coming, being allowed into the country.
Okay.
But why
did people loot shops? Why did people set fire to the loos? What has that got to do with the stabbing?
Because people are angry and they're getting
So you're angry, Karen. Did you go in and burn a loos out? By the way, a loos which your mother may take into town. A bus was burnt out as well.
I want to say I'm not agreeing with that. I'm not inciting it.
You're excusing by saying they had a reason to.
You did say they were angry.
They
were so angry they went into shops and robbed runners.
Why shouldn't they be angry?
But why should they rob bloody runners? I mean, seriously, why set fire to a Lewis? What's that got to do with a stabbing at Parnell Square?
But why are TDs allowed to get away with what they're getting away with?
What are they getting away with?
You know, oh my God, you have Roderick O'Gorman, the Tulsa incidents. Like, seriously.
Karen, let me ask you a question, Karen, then. Okay, there was the riots that happened that day, they happened. I don't believe half the people who were out rioting were doing it for the right reasons, all of them. Where were the riots after?
Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay, where were the riots after those gangsters shot up the restaurant packed with kids in Blanchardstown? Where were the riots after that happened? So that was a horrific incident. Remember that last Christmas? Families, could have been your family, Karen, could have been my family, sitting in a restaurant and...
A restaurant which, by the way, hasn't opened again to this day, out of business.
So where were the riots after that happened? Kids were put in danger. It could have been your kids. Could have been my kids, Karen. Where were the riots that night?
I don't know what you're asking me, Jeremy.
I'm asking you how come there wasn't riots after that shooting in the Blanchardstown restaurant, where literally gunmen opened fire
in front of families.
In front of families.
Oh, that's whataboutery as well, Jeremy.
No, I'm asking.
Oh,
He's arguing why weren't people so angry and so up in arms over that?
Yeah, why weren't they?
Well, I don't know. I'm not them.
That's something to be very angry about, someone opening fire in a restaurant where there's kids. Would you not think?
I do think.
So in both instances that we're dealing with here are quite similar, because in both instances children's lives were put in grave danger. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So where were the riots after the Blanchardstown shooting? I'm just wondering if anybody has the answer.
No, she doesn't know. Have the answer. Karen, I want to ask you a question.
I'm not having to go with Karen, but what I'm trying to say is
I'm angry with the government over a certain thing at the moment. I won't even get into it, okay? Very angry with the government over something, yeah? Does that mean I can go up to Curry's today and take an iPad off the shelf and rob it because I'm angry with the government? Yes or no?
No, it doesn't. But what I'm trying to say is the government are really pushing people, like, literally to the brink.
No, but I'm pushed to the brink.
Of looting shops. I mean, listen to what you're saying,
Karen.
What
do they expect? Like, they're literally pushing people.
I'm saying I'm pushed over something very beyond. I'm not making this up, by the way. I'm pushed over something particular that the government have done that is really annoying me. Why can't, going by your logic, I would be justified in going to Curry's today and ransacking the place, taking a couple of iPads and a PlayStation because I'm so angry. So would you judge me for doing that? If I came on this podcast tomorrow, Karen, and told you that I looted Curry's today...
I wouldn't judge you, no.
You wouldn't?
No, because I don't judge people.
Here, stay there for a second because I want to address a comment that came in a moment ago. This bugs the shit out of me as well.
Yeah.
Martin, you're invited on as well. Martin Woods.
Of course.
Yous are as bad as RTE. What does that even mean?
That we repeat Fair City three times a week?
I hope it's not that.
I don't know.
Like, Martin, what does a stupid brain dead statement like that actually mean?
Because if we were, someone like Karen wouldn't be allowed onto
the
show.
And we're inviting you as well to come on the show to air your grievance that we're as bad as RTE, whatever that statement really means.
You're dealing with brain dead morons here. You really are. You're not going to get through to them. But Karen, I hope you believe we're giving you a fair air time, where we're letting you have your say. I just can't get to your point, and I think your logic is terrifying, because if your daughter was working in a shop that was looted that night, you would probably be singing a different tune, wouldn't you?
You're talking to me, Jeremy?
Yeah. If your daughter happened to be working in a shop that night, that was looted.
I don't know. I'm not in that situation, so I can't comment.
No, but put yourself in the shoes of many parents whose kids were in town that night working away.
I'm not condoning it. I'm not inciting it. What I'm saying is I really can't blame them. People are angry and so frustrated. I can't really see the blame.
Okay, Fiona, let me go back to you for a second. Well, what do you say to all of that? People are angry, and that's why what happened in Dublin that night happened.
I get people are angry. Oh, 100% I get people are angry. But she's there blaming the government for what happened that Thursday night in town. That had nothing to do with the government. Nothing.
Because it's an illegal immigrant who stabbed the children. It's an illegal immigrant.
Exactly.
If
we're all that up in arms about the government, go out and vote.
That's exactly what I said.
A bunch
of scumbags. Up in that rental house, they're all a bunch of scumbags. Every single last one of them.
I keep being told to vote. I am doing that, and I have been doing it. But it's an illegal immigrant who stabbed these children and these people.
It was. And that's disgusting, and it's sick, and it's absolutely horrific.
That's the government's fault. That is the government's fault.
Sorry, it's the government. It's the government's fault that whoever it was who stabbed those children. That's the government's fault, is it?
But see, now you're getting into camera. What you're getting into now is Minority Report stuff. If you've ever seen that movie, where you think
they're allowing illegal immigrants into the country.
The Gardaí and the government. Well, the government don't look after policing. The Gardaí can't predict who's going to commit a crime. In other words, Karen, if I were to go out this evening and strangle a granny, yeah, how could the guards have predicted that I was going to commit that crime?
No, you're taking me up wrong. The government have allowed these illegal immigrants to come in. Who are undocumented.
I don't disagree with you. We need to sort out our immigration.
Yeah.
But again,
okay,
what has that got to do with burning a Lewis? Let's get to the Lewis point, okay? Forget about the loot in the shops and whatever. Maybe they wanted a new pair of ASICS runners, okay? What about the burning of the Lewis? What in God's name? That's a Lewis that my mother gets into town when she wants to go shopping.
That costs millions of euros.
That's a Lewis that you probably use yourself. Your kids could have been on that Lewis. Yeah,
sure. Didn't the bike shelter cost like thousands of euros as well? Like, what are we getting into that now?
No, that's not really the argument. But the argument is because I can guarantee you, the people that burnt the Garda cars, the buses and the Lewis's that night, do you think when they were doing that, they were thinking about that poor child? Do you think the family of that poor child,
Some of them were.
No, they weren't.
I'm not saying all of them.
Don't be so naive, Karen, to think that the people that were looting Arnott's or wherever it was they were in, robbing runners, were thinking of the poor children.
I'm not being naive. I'd say some of them were.
I'm not saying all of them were thinking of what happened. Let me go back to the point of this conversation, which is the fact that the Gardaí have published photographs of 99 individuals that they want to talk to in relation to the riots that night. If you knew one or two of the people in those photographs, would you call the guards?
You're asking me?
Yes, I am. That's the conversation today.
I would not get involved.
You would not get involved?
Nope.
Why?
Because I'm not a rat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then we're getting to it.
Well, that's fair enough if you're not. But then let me put the same thing that I put to Dara. If you saw a woman being assaulted on your road and you knew who committed the assault, because, you know, a lot of these rioters, they go on about they want to protect women and children of Ireland. That's the mantra.
Because the reasoning is different.
No, but listen, the reasoning is different. It doesn't matter. If it's about keeping the women and children of Ireland safe, that should be across the board, regardless of who commits the crime.
Well, if I saw a woman being sexually assaulted on the street, yes, I would. I would report that.
So you would report that?
Yes, because of someone who just wants to rape someone. Of course I would. But the reasoning behind this is different.
Okay, but then there's a...
People are angry, they're frustrated.
There's a local shop down the road from you, just on the corner of the road. Man, he poured his life into the shop, been working there for years, and you saw someone throwing a petrol bomb through the window. Would you report that? This man's business that he's ran for years. Petrol bomb in the window.
It depends on the situation. What happened before that? Just a scumbag.
But no, basically what Jeremy is getting at is there any level at which you would be happy to be a rat, as you described it?
Well, if it was just for, like, he just did it, yeah, of course I would, like... Do you know?
Okay, but
in the case of these rioters or these alleged rioters, these people who were involved in some way on the night of the riots in Dublin, if you knew one or two of them, you would not do anything about it.
I wouldn't, no.
Because you obviously believe that their anger was justified in the behaviour that we saw in Dublin that night.
Yeah, I think it's justified.
The only victims that night, Karen, were the people out working in the shops and in the restaurants and on the public transport, the people that serve you and serve me on a daily basis. They're the only people that suffered. The government didn't suffer. The politicians didn't suffer. They were miles away from it.
Sure, they never suffer, Jeremy.
No, but they never do. Yeah, but the only people that did suffer at the hand of these scumbags were neighbours of yours, neighbours of mine, neighbours of Adrian. Good, hard-working people. They're the only people that suffered here, by the way.
Okay, but what I'm thinking is the stabbing victims. They were the...
And do you think they were suffering. Okay, but do you think the family, if you were to talk, and the family have been very private about this, and I completely understand what they want to be, do you think the family of that poor girl, if they were to be interviewed on this podcast, do you think they would come on and say... We're happy with what happened that night in the name of our daughter. that that was done for our daughter. Do you think they'd be happy with that? Because I wouldn't.
No, of course they don't. Of course they don't, because they never wanted any of this. So
stay there for a second, because
Can I just say, fair play to Karen, because unlike 90% of the people who are against
all the keyboard warriors who don't have the balls,
Never mind them. Unlike them, Karen has put a good argument through, She's not backing down, my kind of woman. She hasn't backed down. I don't agree with anything she's saying, but she had the balls, unlike most... Who's that laughing? Is that Karen?
That's Karen, yeah.
This is the compliment. It's very rare someone gets a compliment from Karen, so record this and play it back. But fair play to Karen. You've come on. You've held your own. Yeah. You've put your money where your mouth is. Yeah. You haven't backed down. Your points are complete bollocks, but I respect your opinion because
no, and so do I. And that's what makes this podcast tick, to be honest with you. Stay there for a second, Karen. Somebody wants to talk to you in just a second.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Angela, you're annoyed listening to Karen. Why?
Real.
I think she is.
Oh my God. Like, she isn't getting her opinion across right. She hasn't a clue. That man who dabbed those children, was he an illegal immigrant?
Well, he was here a long time. But again, and I have to stress this, Angela, we can't discuss that man. We can't discuss that case because it is sub judice and before our court. So, and people need to understand that.
Let's put it this way. Karen. So your dad is one of the guards that was out that night, or your brother, or your uncle, or your mum, or your sister, and they got beaten up that night. Would you like someone to report it then if they knew someone?
I can't comment because I'm not in that situation. That's what I keep saying. So I'm not in that situation.
Well, it's very easy to give. This is what you're on for, is to give an opinion. So you said that you will never, ever rat out on anything. And it's not ratting. Those guys out there, the ones who were looting...
No, sorry, Angela, I never...
Don't apologize.
I didn't say...
Can you just let me make my point? You think that they should not be held accountable for what they did? You think the government should be held accountable for what they did?
Well, surely the government should always be accountable for what they've done, no?
But the government didn't make them go out and loot and burn buses and burn cars and riot.
No.
The government didn't make them do that.
No,
they didn't, did they?
No.
Did they? No. So why should the government be held accountable? Do you not think, I would certainly, if I knew someone in those photographs, I would definitely report them. Definitely. Because they're nothing but scumbags. They are scumbags.
Okay.
You don't think they're scumbags?
Can I speak now?
Well, I was just putting my point across because I was listening to you for 15 minutes.
Okay, Angela, let me ask you a question. The Gardaí have published the photographs of 99 individuals looking for you and me and anybody who might recognise anybody to contact them and tell them who that individual is.
Yeah.
If you knew one or two of those people, you would have no problem telling the guards who they are.
Absolutely, because they're scum. They're absolute scum. They're scum and they're sick as well.
They have bigger fish to fry. Like, honestly, seriously,
that's
a joke. Pedophiles being let free, and seriously,
Pedophiles being let free from where?
Have you looked at the news recently, Angela?
Tell me what pedophile was let go.
Well, I'll have to look up his name. I don't have his name off the top of my head.
Sorry, Angela. Hang on a second. I'll defend Karen here. Angela, let me defend Karen. I'm going to defend you again here, Karen. Here we go. You ready for this? Karen is actually right. In the last 2 years, I've seen so many stories of sex offenders not getting custodial sentences. A certain judge who seems to let these people... We all know who we're talking about. So I will agree with her on that point. But again, Karen, I'll put it to you. How come there's never been riots over stuff like that? I mean, if you're to follow your logic, people should riot every time that something happens in the country that we don't agree with, that if someone gets off...
Karen, can I ask you a question? Do you not think that somebody going into a shop and terrorizing the people there so that they can steal from it and terrorize the shop assistants. Do you not think there's scum? Oh, but that's the government's fault, is it?
It depends on what happened, what the situation is. I'm talking about Parnell Square. I'm not talking about any other situation. That's what we're talking about here. So
yeah.
I'm not commenting
on
any other.
So you don't think they're scum? You don't think that those guys who set fire to the Lewis are scum?
I can't speak for them. I don't think they're scum.
I'm not asking you to speak for them.
She's not actually asking you to speak for them. What is your opinion of... What is your opinion of the people who looted, rioted, set fire to Lewis's and buses and made Dublin City an absolute hellhole that night? What is your view on those individuals?
I don't think they're scum.
You don't think they're scum?
Some of them probably weren't thinking of Parnell Square.
Karen, listen to what you're saying. They're not scum for terrorising the city, for literally destroying... I presume you love your capital city. You love Dublin.
I do.
How can you say that about the scumbags?
Karen, have you got a grandmother? Have you got a grandmother? No. Okay, so let's say you have an elderly relation who's sitting at home and two young thugs go in and rob, I won't even go as far as rape, but that's horrible. Go in and rob your elderly relation because there's no money. Because they spent it all on drugs, right? So they needed more money for drugs, so they went in. Do you not think they're scumbags?
But that's completely different. Something happened in Parnell Square. People were angry and frustrated and they lashed out. I'm not saying all of them. Someone took advantage, some of them took advantage, obviously. They weren't all thinking about the kids and whoever.
What do you do when you're angry?
Well, I don't do that.
That's exactly the point, isn't it?
There you go.
Angela, calm down. All I'm saying is I see where they're coming from. They're frustrated. They're angry at the government. Why not?
So it's okay for them to do that when they're frustrated and angry. But you won't do that when you're frustrated or angry. But sure, I'll do that. I'll go out and I'll rob a shop and I'll go, well, it's okay. Because it was the government's fault, because I'm frustrated with them.
No, I'm not saying...
Are you kind of listening to what you're saying? You are saying that.
Here, I want to read a message.
Can I ask you a question, Angela?
Go on, very quickly, go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's asked me a question, so do you think the government are running this country well?
No, but I'm not going to go out and rob all around me.
I'm not going
to burn the Lewis down. I'm not going to burn the Lewis down because of it.
No, but you
I'm
still
not going to
riot
because of it.
Karen, a lot of people will share your view that they're not happy with the way the country is being run, they're not happy with the government, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't in any way justify any of what we witnessed in town last year. It doesn't justify any of it.
Oh, I'm not justifying it.
Ah,
I'm not condoning it.
You are.
No, I'm saying I understand the frustration and anger that people feel. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
But they weren't... the thing is, Karen... Those people who did that, I guarantee you, if you ask them right now what day did it happen? No, let me finish, Karen. What day did it happen? What happened? How many? If you asked any of them how many kids were stabbed, how many adults were stabbed, who stabbed them, they go, I don't know what you're on about.
And that's what I said.
They wouldn't have a clue.
I said some of them probably don't even took advantage of it and don't even know.
Okay, those individuals who didn't give a flying shit about anything that happened that day and saw it as an opportunity to go on the rampage in Dublin, they are...
I think they're scum.
I have to tell you, Karen, they are the majority of the people that turned out on the streets of Dublin that night.
They're the 99 faces that they're being asked to identify.
But they are scum.
They're scum.
Oh, we're finally agreeing on something. But you still wouldn't report any of them.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't get involved. No.
Okay, stay there for one second. I want to play this message from Neil, who's very angry.
Lads, I'm fucking disgusted with you today. It's a one-sided podcast. Get that fucking Angela 108 and Karen. Tell her to leave her alone. And you two fucking leave her alone too, all right? It's not fucking fair. Get Jay or get Trevor or get John on and they'll fucking deal with you. I'm fucking pissed off now today. It's all one-sided. Leave Karen alone.
It's not one-sided, Neil, because if it was one-sided, Karen wouldn't have been on.
Yeah, and as well, sorry, Karen, were you... Karen, are you...
Sorry, I just laughed.
I know. It's funny how people get so worked up. Karen, do you feel in any way bullied or anything like that, or are you happy to...
No, not at all.
...to stay on? And again, yeah. To Neil. Neil, you listen to the show long enough, you should know how this works. If people want to agree... Sorry, Amanda, can you do me a favour? Anybody that agrees with what Karen is saying, give them priority.
Priority,
give
absolutely.
Them priority.
Yeah.
We get the calls on as they come in, Neil. So if someone isn't ringing in to agree with Karen, where do you want us to do? Pluck the call out of the air. Oh, sorry, someone agreeing with Karen.
Yeah, I have to listen to this again.
Lads, I'm fucking disgusted with you today. It's a one-sided podcast. Get that fucking Angela 108 and Karen. Tell her to leave her alone. And you two fucking leave her alone too, all right? It's not fucking fair. Get Jay or get Trevor or get John on and they'll fucking deal with you. I'm fucking pissed off now today. It's all one-sided. Leave Karen alone.
Are you okay there, Karen? You have me worried about you now.
You know what it reminds me of, Karen? Do you remember the video years ago? Remember when Britney Spears had her meltdown? Remember your man that did the video? Leave Britney alone! Leave Britney alone!
Yeah,
you're going to become a meme, Karen. Basically, someone's going to leave Karen alone.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Afternoon, Adrian.
Now, Darren, what did you want to say on this?
Do you agree with Karen before we go on? Because we don't want to be abused anymore. Do you agree with Karen?
I would obviously call a scumbag that did that riot scumbag, but they are not far right thugs.
Nobody mentioned the word far right, though. Nobody even mentioned you were far right. Nobody has, though. The word far right.
Yeah, but Jeremy, you've often said before when there's an incident coming up where you have to report a scumbag, you've often warned people not to, because in case the man reckons or sees to report them, and then he'll make your life a living hell. You've often said that, but now when it comes to this, you're saying, oh, rat them out no matter how somebody are.
It's an anonymous report that you're making. I've been on the Garda website. You literally click on the photograph or whoever it is.
But you can make an anonymous report as well to one of your neighbours who's a scumbag, and they'll still find out who it was.
No, I've regularly...
You have a right to hear that phone call. If someone reports you to the council or whoever, GDPR rules allow you to listen to that phone call. Not many people know that.
Not from Crime Stoppers, it doesn't. No, you have complete anonymity with Crime Stoppers, so you can do that.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as Karen saying they're not scumbags. Obviously, they're scumbags, but they're like, they'll just chanter in town that day. Like, they probably cause trouble every day of the week.
Okay, let me ask you then, Darren, because this is what the conversation is about today. If you knew somebody in one of those 99 photographs, would you let the guards know who that individual was?
No, I'm not getting involved in that.
Why?
If I knew like the person who's identified actually like hurt someone or did something like that, then yeah. But other than that, I wouldn't get involved.
So if you knew that was the individual who, I don't know, set fire to the Lewis, you wouldn't be bothered, no?
I wouldn't really care, no.
You wouldn't care.
It didn't cost me money, so I don't really care.
Well, it ultimately actually did cost you money because...
Yeah, the government is wasting my money before all this shit happened. Never mind something else.
So no is the answer. You would not report somebody if you recognise their photograph.
No, I'm not getting involved.
How do you think the guards are going to bring these people to justice? Because you describe them yourself as scum.
Well, like Karen said, they have bigger fish to fry now than trying to catch all these scumbags, to be honest.
Really?
With what's going on in this country, yeah.
Well, you think they should just...
Most of the criminals are in the fucking doll.
Oh, here's another... that's actually where Karen's conversation started from.
That's a fact.
The criminals are in the doll.
Yeah. So what? I'm sure the whole public will agree with that.
And I assume you're going to be voting then next week or the week after, are you?
I haven't voted in my whole life, but this year, then, the first year, I'm going to vote.
Oh, good man. That's what I like to hear at last. Because this bullshit of, I don't vote. Like, seriously, that bugs the shit out of me. It bugs the shit out of me, Darren, that this is the first time in your life that you've actually bothered to vote. But I'm glad
I've never had an interest in politics since the last couple of years.
Okay, but I'm glad to hear that you are prepared to vote. Let me bring in one final call. Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobblehead. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks, Jonathan.
Yeah, the conversation itself. I wouldn't be telling on anybody if I knew them in their photographs.
Why?
Because there's a two-tier policing system in this country, and I'm not taking part in it. When the laws are evened out and everyone's the same across the board, then I'll start taking part in this part of society again. Until then, no, they can do their jobs and fend for themselves as far as I'm concerned.
So, if you knew somebody who, I don't know, had set fire to the Lewis that day, you would do nothing?
Nope. Two-tier police system we have at the minute, Adrian. Two-tier justice system. Like I said, all the riots that I went on after that, like that was shot there by the guards. Justifiable. He was running around with a blade. There was riots. Where are all them photographs? Where were all them people taken into court and charged with destruction of public property? And
the night, Jonathan, a year ago when you saw those pictures on the TV screen of what was happening in the city centre, what went through your mind? What were you thinking?
I thought it was disgusting.
Okay.
But then I also think it was allowed to run right a little bit, Jeremy, so they could put the narrative out there that the far right are gone mad in the Dublin city centre.
No, sure, that's
they knew it was coming from early on that day. They said it themselves. The text message was going around. They knew it was trouble.
Yeah, but if you look at the report into it, the Gardaí weren't even issued with proper riot gear. Some of them hadn't
that's
even got
fault,
riot
who's
gear.
Fault is that? Whose fault is that?
Yeah, Drew Harris.
They get paid. We paid them enough. No, we give them enough in taxes.
If and it's one thing I don't understand why we don't have a water. Now we do now. We're after getting one, but why they never had a water. What's it called?
Water cannon.
Just turn the water cannon on all the scumbags and wash them down
okay,
the street.
Okay, what's a scumbag, Jeremy? Someone out protesting,
someone who terrorises.
But why did you bring in water cannons?
Someone who...
Two-tier justice system.
A scumbag, John, you asked me the question, let me answer. A scumbag is someone who breaks into a shop, who kicks down the shutters and robs stuff off the shelves, terrorising staff that work there, staff who are earning an honest wage. Neighbours of yours, Jonathan, neighbours of mine, young girls, young fellas who are absolutely terrible.
I've told you before, I am all for law and order across the board in the equal justice system. We don't have that. Like I said, there was a lot going around on TikTok there on Facebook, a Nigerian fella threatening, telling the foreign lads to pick up noise in this country and harm themselves.
I'm going to take a swing. He's not locked up because nobody reported him.
I reported him.
I thought you were against reporting. Hang on, you read that.
Oh, no, I reported him. Yeah,
no, hang on.
Why did you report him?
Hang on a second.
To see what would happen,
You said a few minutes ago that you're against reporting, but now you're for reporting. I can't work out which it is.
No, I report just to see what would happen, Jeremy, to see.
No, but you're against
it.
Why would you go against your
release?
No, yes.
What did I just say to you, Bullhead? I said to you, I'm all for law and order across the board, equal justice system. We don't have it. That's why I don't take part.
Anybody.
When we have that.
Jonathan, here's my belief, Jonathan. Anybody who breaks down law and order in this country, who threatens people with knives, who goes out and wrecks shops, anybody who tried to get involved in that purge the other night, regardless. And by the way, there were many people involved in those riots last November who were non-Irish nationals. You could tell.
Yep.
I don't care. And I've said this from day one.
I don't
care what colour your skin is. I don't care what your smell is. I don't care what accent you have. If you're a scumbag, you're a scumbag.
Jeremy, we'll agree on that. The problem is we agree. The state disagrees. They don't think like we do.
Well, there you go, John. It's a cold day in hell. Jonathan and Bobblehead agree.
Because I agree in a proper justice system, Jeremy. The state doesn't. The state believes in a two-tier justice system. And that is the problem we have in this country right now. It's a two-tier justice system.
And do you want to see the scumbag rioters locked up, all brought to justice, all those people?
Anyone that breaks the law in this country, I want the guards to do the job, catch them and lock them up. I don't care what colour you are, what colour you piss.
As regards helping them, you are not prepared to help them.
Absolutely not. Why would I?
Okay.
Because they're scum that should be brought to justice.
Because they should be doing their job. They should be better funded, they should be better enforced, they should be able to do their job. It's a tiny little nation we live in, a tiny little island nation. They should be able to do their job. If they can't do their job, that's a failure of the state. But the state, like I said, there was a lad that arrested in Dublin yesterday, the day before, for having his mickey out all over the place. About 15 guards arrived to arrest one fella. What are they doing? Where are the resources going? Where's the money going? What's happening in the guards? A two-tier justice system. That's why I don't take part. And the reason I reported the other fellow, like I've said, is to see would anything happen from it. Because if it was you, Jeremy, threatening people to go around and arm themselves and go into people's houses, you'd be arrested.
Well, listen to this message that just came in a second ago. I don't know. Did Amanda send it to you?
Yep. Two loud moths, which I assume is meant to say two loud mouths, and rats. Your time will come. So watch your backs. Hope you have insurance on those 242... D cars, lads. We'll make sure we send you the vids. Ha ha ha. Two rant face wankers, whatever that means. What does that even mean?
Rat face?
That is, it says rant face.
That one's towards you. First of all, I don't have a... What's it?
A 2-4-D car.
A 2-4-D car. Does it even exist?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, I don't have even a 2-4 car. Maybe that Adrian does. So if you're going after a 2-4 car, that's Adrian's,
yeah,
not
whatever.
Mine. That person Sorry, Amanda, did you try and ring that person?
No, no answer.
Straight to voicemail. Straight.
Surprise, a fucking prize.
Go ahead, video it all you want. Send it to us. Would you give out the WhatsApp number to send it?
0858252626. One final message. Neil is back onto us again and is even more angry this time.
No, he's calmed down.
Oh, he's calmed down.
We're in the dog.
Lads, the amount of texts I get each week from TikTok, Facebook, WhatsApp, Messenger, okay, of what's going on in this country, with people like, you know, getting attacked and getting sexually abused, sexually assaulted in all the... Now, I'm not saying it's true, I'm not saying it's not true, but the amount of people that spend time on writing these texts to me privately on the TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, that they couldn't be doing it out of their mind of what's going on. But I can't even read these out, lads. I'm only just saying. And regards to the guards, there's no guards in towns and they can't do anything about it. There's no guards in town because the people that are doing it to them are unidentifiable. That's all I'm saying, lads. Love the show, lads. Yes, I do, fucking great.
Anytime I listen to a voice note from Neil, I can always picture him with the pipe in his mouth. Nobody has a pipe in his mouth all the time.
Sounding like Mrs. Brown. I'd warn you against that, though, Neil.
Yeah, he's cancelled. She's cancelled.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, to that person, now, if you want to buy me a 2-4-D, or you probably shouldn't wind them up. Ah, feck it, I'll wind it up. So to the two loud moths.
The loud moths.
Are you a loud moth?
I'm a very loud moth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Two loud moths and rats. Your time will come, so watch your backs.
You should have stayed in school. You literally should have stayed in school. I was going to say something else. You know that other insult?
Which one?
It's disgusting.
Go on, say it anyway.
No, I hate it.
Say it, go on.
It's a great insult, but I hate it. It's so rude.
Yeah, go on. That's what I want.
The best part of you ran down your father's leg.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say that.
What did you think I was going to say?
Jesus.
Your rant-faced.
Rant-faced wankers.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
Not to that person.
No, indeed.
No.
We hope you enjoyed it. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And our thanks to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.